Hello, guys, you are listening to Together Forever. I'm Dumisani Mfune, and with me in studio today is
Mandla Lupondwana.
We've been looking at money, finances, amongst the married couple and some of the pitfalls that we can easily avoid. Mandla, what are we going to be discussing today?
Yeah, the last time we spoke about the ownership. Making sure that what you earn and what your spouse earns belongs to the marriage, the two of you, not just the person who earns the money. Today we take it a step further. Today we then say, if this is your money as a unit, it means that you need to jointly plan on how it's going to be spent. This brings in the issue of budgeting. As a couple, you need that. The government budgets. Companies budget. You need to budget. Now you may ask, but why do we need to budget? Because we are able to do whatever we can in the house. We are able to pay what we need to pay. We are covering all of our debts. What do we need to budget? If you're going to live to your full financial potential, you need to put things on paper. Generally, we round things off. We round things off. Men round things off up, women round things off down, generally. As a result, when people, if you talk to marketers, they will tell you that if you say something is $99.99, women will say, it's 90-something rand. And men will say, it's 100 rand.
Okay.
Because we round off, it's easy for us to miss out on a few other things we could have achieved, few other things we could have done because we just round things off. And it's possible that a lot of things we could afford to do, we don't see that we can afford to do them because things are not on paper. So plan ahead, plan how you're going to spend your money. When you plan how you're going to spend your money, it also helps you in that you don't get to fight about how money was spent. It helps you both to have a sense of ownership of this marriage. It stops money from becoming a power thing, and it simply becomes a means to an end. It becomes something that you use to finance your life mm-hmm. as a couple. But if you don't plan it, if you don't sit down and budget it together to say, this is how we're going to spend our money, then you'll find that somebody has to make the decision. Somebody has to decide how much you pay for this. Someone has to decide whether or not you get into this account or not. Somebody has to decide that. And whoever decides that, whoever makes those decisions, has power.
Okay.
And is more powerful than the person who doesn't make those decisions. And so you don't want that in your marriage. You don't want a situation where money becomes a source of power. Because when that happens, whoever feels less powerful may sometimes wish for a time where they are the ones bringing the more money and they'll make you feel the way they feel. So you don't want to do that. So you need to sit down and budget plan so that you can be able to live to your full financial potential. And so that this you can both have a sense of planning for your life, a direction of your life, and a sense of ownership of your lives as a couple. So you sit down and you draw up a budget. I want us to deal with a few aspects of a budget so that you can sit at home and figure, okay, fine, this is what you do. Take a piece of paper and a pen and sit together with your spouse. Now, this is going to require that you be very open with one another and very honest. You start by stating how much money you earn. And I always tell couples, don't tell each other how much you earn. Bring your pay slips. Mm-hmm. Let your spouse see. You have nothing to lose from your spouse knowing how much money you earn because you married this person. This is your wife. This is your husband. Bring your pay slips, put them down, and you say, this is how much you earn. This is how much I earn. And you write that down as your income. Okay. Write that down as your income. You know that one brings 5,000, the other one brings 10,000. So you know that this household has 15,000. Mm-hmm. It's possible that one of you has some form of tuck shop somewhere that brings in an extra 1,000. Put it in. You know that this marriage makes 16,000 a month. That's where you start. That this is what we make. And from this, you then say, fine, this is how much we are spending currently on food, on fuel, on clothes, on this and that. And then you sit down and you plan. And you say, with 16,000 rand a month, what can we achieve? What do we want? The things that we want, can we afford them? And then you start making plans. And whenever you drop your budget, my advice is always, you always prioritize your debts. Try and get out of debt because debt always accumulates interest. And interest is money that is lost. It's gone. gone, okay. gone. So always try and pay off your debts. I mean, you pay off your debts. We'll deal with that when you talk about finance, getting out of debt later on. But you pay off your debt because when you get out of debt, you are able to live, and all of the money that you have, you spend. Because when you have debt, you're not spending all of your money. Part of the money that goes into interest, you're actually buying money. You're not spending that money. You're just repaying somebody's debt. So I would say budget with your spouse. Sit down. Say, this is how much we make. This is what we are currently paying. And then you say, this is what is left. Mm-hmm. From what is left, what do we do?
And you plan that together.
You plan that together. Now, there are items that are usually forgotten on people's budgets, which I think are important because they cause a lot of problems. The first item is parents or in-laws. Don't just itemize your rent or your bond or your mortgage to say we pay so much money towards the rent, towards the house. We pay so much money towards the car, towards the insurance. We're paying so much money for the furniture. We're paying so much money for clothing. Now, if you are not having, if you don't have clothing accounts, then put some money aside. Even if it's a separate account, have a line item for clothing, because at some point you're going to need to buy clothing. It's better to have saved money up for clothing than for you to be stunned when you need to buy clothing. So you'll have a line item for clothing. You'll have a line item for holidays because you will go on holidays. You'll have a line item on fuel or travel expenses because when you go to work, you have those matters of going to work. So you itemize those things, but we usually forget money that we send to our parents. I don't know why, but we do. And many couples, particularly in Africa, if we don't sit down and plan those things, we can fight about in-laws. So put a line. This is how much money we're going to pay your parents. We're going to give to your parents. This is how much money we're giving to my parents. And that's it. And that's what you do. Now it doesn't mean when there are emergencies, you can't step in beyond that. But it's good to do that, because generally we want to contribute to our homes, where our homes of origin, where we come from. Mm-hmm. So you put your parents, which is one item that's not usually there. The second item that's not usually there is pocket money. Okay. Put it there as a budgeted item. This is pocket money. And when I talk about pocket money, this is money that you don't have to account for. This is money that is just yours to spend as you see fit. You don't have to be asked what happened to your pocket money. We all need that level of independence. We all need that sense where we can spend money, where we can just do whatever we want to do without a parent asking you, what did you do with that cent? So you need that line item of pocket money. And pocket money doesn't have to be a lot of things. Now, there are certain things that I need to emphasize to both husbands and wives. Things that have to do with ladies' hygiene should not be budgeted for in the pocket money. Every month we know ladies have that time of the month. So you're not going to say pay those things, buy those things from your pocket money. Those things come from your groceries because they're standing. They're standing. Okay. And if you know your wife does hair every second month, my advice would be put that as a budget item. All the things that you know are regular, put them on as a budget item. Otherwise, you're going to fight about them. And then you're going to have resentment creeping in your marriage. So all the things that have to do with your lifestyle, put them on your budget. Put them on your budget. If you do it once in 3 months and it happens to be 300 rands, then you know every month you put 100 rand. You know that on the third month it will be 300 rand and then you go and do it. So budget for everything. Everything that you do, budget it. And then you see, this is how we're going to spend our money. And then add your investments. This is what usually messes us up in Africa. We don't usually think investments.
So by investments, you mean...
Investments vary. You could invest, a majority of people in Africa invest in insurance policies where you go to a company and then they say, if you pay so much money a month over 10 years, you'll get a lump sum. That's what we do. But there are other investments. You can buy property and rent it out. You can buy property to sell it 5 years later. The value of property always goes up. So you can decide to go that route. You can decide to open a small spaza shop or a cafe, and let somebody else run it. You're not running it. You let somebody else run it, but you know that it's going to bring you some additional income. You can decide to get into shares. Now, these are people who are getting into a lot more money than a majority of the people will have. You can get into shares. Investment is anything where you put in your money and it will grow over time. That's what it is. And usually banks are not the best place to invest money because their interest rates are very low. But you can always go to your bank and ask about investment options. They'll tell you. Of course, they will skew towards you putting your money with them But they could open up your mind when it comes to investment. And it's important for you to do that. If you have kids, you know that at some point they're going to go to university. How are you going to pay for that?
Mm.
So you need to find a way in which you're going to say, fine, if I do this now, in about 10, 12, 15 years' time, these kids will be able to go to university. Now, that is investment. And when you do your budget, put aside some money for investment. You could be buying a second property that you know you're going to sell when your kids need to go to university. That's an investment. Find a way in which you invest. There are things that are not an investment. A car is not an investment. Because a car, the value of a car depreciates. It goes down. You buy it for $50,000. In 2 years' time, it's worth $28,000. So it keeps on going. So a car is not an investment. Sofas are not an investment. Furniture in your house, that is not an investment. Because you buy it for a price, it will go down. So its value does not go up. It is not a what? Investment. An investment.
Okay.
I know there are certain people who invest in livestock. They buy sheep, they buy goats, they buy cattle. They buy them because they know that if you buy one, in a few years' time, you can have six, and then you can sell them off and make money. Those are investments. Budget for it. So as you make a budget, you are planning together. These are decisions you are making together.
Mm-hmm.
And you are both giving input to say, this is how we spend our money. After you've done your budget, effectively, you have decided how you're going to spend.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to fight.
Because
when the money comes,
how.
It simply goes there, and that's it. And you'll find that as a couple, you don't have the many money problems other couples have because you've made the decision together.
Mm. Great. Sadly, Manjla, we're out of time. So guys, don't forget, we're just trying to help you prevent many of the money problems that crop up. So we need to go. Remember, God wants us to use the money he's blessed us with well. So continue listening as we give you guys more tips to help you achieve that. Thank you.